Hi, it's all. It's Michael from MMA Legal.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, thank you, buddy. How are you?
Well, after the your email that you'd sent us, you phoned up the Nuns of Cluny in Scotland.
Yeah. She put the phone. It's not very Christian of her, buddy. She put the phone down on the street, huh?
She put the phone down on me a few times as well.
Yeah.
What she says to me, this was the first time I'd ever phoned, was about 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And I says, I'm wondering how we can sort this out. And she says, if you've got a problem with this school, she says, you'll need to take it up with the parish priest and put the phone down. And I says, do you know something? Nothing's changed since I was a child there.
Yeah. That's what we said. It's not very Christian of you. It's not a very Christian way of dealing with people.
So what did you actually say to her?
She said we're the law firm acting on behalf of one of our clients. I believe they went to school under the care of the Sisters of Cluny. And she put the phone down. And then we rang her back again. She said, this is a scam. Put the phone down again. Rang her again. Said that we're just trying to get some advice from you. We're a law firm. I'll give you all my details. And she put the phone down again the third time. So we then rang the head office, which is down in London. And they said that they don't hold any records on children in care. The only records that they hold is like adult care records.
So who holds the records well in that case, Michael?
So, I don't know, buddy. We still think Glasgow. We've got a chance with Glasgow because Gove or Govan. Is it Gove? Is it? Can you say? Let me just hold
that. Say that again.
Gove, which is the Govan, which is the area it was in, falls under Glasgow.
Yep.
But it also could fall.
That's
under
not the area it was in, by the way, the school.
St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's Convent was in Girvan.
Girvan. Give me 2 seconds.
That's the wrong district that you're asking for.
St. Joseph's.
It's called South Ayrshire.
Hold on, let me just check if we've done South Ayrshire. Give me 2 seconds.
Yep. Michael, Girvan's under South Ayrshire.
Yeah. So we've decided South Ayrshire. Let me see what they've said. Give me 2 seconds, buddy. So
what I would do is phone up the councils and ask the council. Sorry?
So we are, give me 2 seconds. So I'll send you this.
Hold on. I'll just have a look there now. If you're going to send it.
Can you do me a favour? Can you get me that on an email to Enzo, please?
Yeah.
What is it? It's the South Ayrshire acknowledgement email, please. Made arrangements to gather relevant information further. Yeah, I'll get you this over. This is from Jackie Christie. She's the Information and Data Compliance Officer for South Ayrshire. So we're still waiting for this info to come in. I'll get my colleague.
You have wrote to her thing, I think.
Yeah, we fish with a net. We send it to probably 5 or 6 other local authorities. So that's on the South Ayrshire.
They're trying to make it as difficult as possible, don't they?
Do you know what happened then, though? What we're finding is a lot of these governments have been broken up since like the 70s and the 80s.
See, in the 1980s, one government which was in with Clyde's branched into 11 different districts. I wonder why, Michael, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure, buddy.
I know why, mate.
Trying to hide the evidence.
So they could hide all the evidence, because see, in the second school that I'd went to, that was a listed building, and do you know what happened? The Catholic Church sold it to Hugh Scott, and Hugh Scott took the building down, and you weren't allowed to do that. I don't know, they get something passed by the council, and now they're a block of flats. Why did they do that? To hide the evidence.
Yeah, of course. We've had clients with the records being burnt and everything. It's mental.
Well, I don't know if you've seen. Did you get a chance to watch the film Spotlight?
No, buddy, no, I've not seen it.
Well, see, if you see the film Spotlight, it tells you about something that went on in a corner of Boston, by the way, and how all these victims were abused by the Catholic priests and nuns and all that, and how they were sent away to paedophile places to try and get better, and that wouldn't even help them, kind of thing. And basically, as they still brought them back, kind of thing. They still brought them back, and basically they sealed the documentations at the Vatican for over the 2045. That was because, so if you die, when you die and when that priest dies, it was like years ago.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Watch that film Spotlight, because that will give you a rough idea, an indication the way these idiots all operate, by the way.
Yeah. So, Enzo, we're looking at the salvation document we've got now. I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, they say that they don't hold any records for you.
Who's that, South Asia, sir?
South Asia, buddy. Yeah.
So, what are we going to do?
So, give me 2 seconds. So, like I said, we're still on with 2 seconds.
And because they're not on the records, that's why.
Yeah, just send it like that, just high end, that's fine.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very
much. Thank you, buddy.
Michael, what happens if they can't get the records?
Well, we'll present the case to Redress Scotland anyway. It's fine.
And if you sent it up?
Should be, buddy. They know. They've paid out 4,500 cases so far, so they know a lot of these councils don't hold records, or the record keep them sketchy, or it's paper records. It strengthens your case if we can get it, obviously.
Something's come through now. Hold on a wee minute. James Love, South Ayrshire.
Yeah. No, James is my colleague sitting next to me.
Hold on a wee second. I'm just going to read this around. I'm writing regarding your subject access request in relation to the above and the request you were seeking copies of the social work and educational records held by the council related to Mr. Serapelia. Yeah. I can confirm that the search has been undertaken and completed by the Council's Education Department, Health and Social Care Partnership and Social Work for the records you requested. These services have been advised us that no records are held by them relating to your current client, Enzo Paul Serapelia, as no records are held by the Council relative to your subject access.